You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist Friday edition, aka Clown World in Review. As you can tell, this is not Sven Longshanks. That's right, you're stuck with just me, your solo host for Friday's show, Grandpa Dan. You know, before people were like, hey, Grandpa, you need to do more shows during the week. And I'm like, yeah, no, fam, I think I'm good. And now after the past couple of weeks, and this week in particular, y'all are going to be like, get off the air already. We've had enough of you. It's going to be harder to do the show. It's always fun to do bants back and forth with Sven. He's great to sit down and visit with. Unfortunately, he had other places to go, people to see, things to do today. So I offered my humble services to sit in solo. So hopefully you will all bear with me. As usual, we're going to try to keep the topic, you know, kind of end of the week on a little bit of a light note. It's hard to do. Honestly, there's so much going on, so many serious happenings happening. But alas, we are going to do the best we can. And I've got a couple stories I pulled back because it's hard to do this stuff, like I say, when you don't have somebody else to back and forth with. And it's hard for me to judge because my normal format is not sitting here going through news stories. So what I did this week is I grabbed a couple of stories. And that way, if I've still got open time, we'll get into the other one because it's kind of it's kind of funny and stupid, too. Well, for this week's story, I thought we would look at just the 6 millionth example of how, yes, the Republican Party, too, is anti-white. You see, it's voting season. We're coming up on voting season here in the America, the land of freedom and democracy, the land where all freedom and democracy sprouts from the ground and helps the world, spreads across the world. You know, on a side note, we had primary election day here this week in Texas, and I saw the network news, the network media here was like, you know, oh, it's primary day in Texas, and this is the first election since their draconian voter restriction laws were passed. The draconian voter restriction law, of course, they outlawed 24-hour drive-through voting. And they outlawed random mail-in ballots being sent to people. And they were trying to frame this was all something new. Like, we always had those things in the state of Texas. And now, all of a sudden, the people do not have those things. And it's utter and complete BS, let me tell you, because we've always voted the same way in Texas. You can vote early, which back when I voted, which I'm no longer voting, you could go vote early, which was the way to go, because you go down there at any time. They open it way before, like weeks ahead of the election. Then you don't have to stand in the line. Or you go on election day and you stand in the line. Everybody's out there standing in the line. There's the polling place. There's a line run out there. Everybody stands in line. You go in there. You gasp, present your voter card. And gasp, you present a form of ID. They check you off the roll so they know that you have voted. You can't vote again. Then you go back to the voting booth thing and they hold your hand to make sure you understand how to operate the contraption. And then you cast your vote. That's the way it's always been done here. And the media was trying to present this story like, oh no, we've always done voting by 24-hour drive-through voting jack-in-the-box and random voting ballots being mailed to everybody in the world that you can't track down who actually voted and who didn't. That's the way we've always done. Well, no, it isn't the way. It isn't the way we've already done it, always done it. And yeah, now for today's story, I thought we would have, for those of you who are still voting and still hoping for the best, I thought we would bring you the 6-month example of how, yes, TMR, the Republican Party, is just as anti-white as Team D, so that you don't get, you know, any false ideas. Washington GOP leaders in the House and Senate on Monday denounced a pair of far-right Trump allies, Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, for speaking at a gathering of white nationalists in Florida over the weekend. Quote, "There's no place in the Republican Party for white supremacists or anti-Semitism," Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, said in a terse statement. White nationalists, white supremacists. Hey, Mitch, how about giving us a definition of what the hell these words mean? Because nobody seems to know. You're just insulting your very... Because let's be honest. The Republican Party voting base is normal white people. He's insulting his voter base with throwing these names out. I'm surprised you didn't call them Nazis. You know, these words that have no meaning anymore. How about telling us, if you're going to denounce and say that these Congress people should be condemned for going and actually speaking at an event where these white supremacists and white nationalists are, they should be condemned for that. How about giving us some actual definitions? White supremacists. They're white supremacists. How scary. What does that mean? Nobody seems to know. They went down to Nick Fuentes' America First gig down there. And if one thing you're not allowed to have is white people even attempting to, you know, rally and coalesce around their own, you know, interests. You can have black people doing that, anybody of any race doing that. But if white people do that, you see, it's the end of the line. It's the end of the road. It's the biggest threat to our democracy, our values, and our way of life. I do find it awful funny and really kind of just like a lack of self-awareness that all through this article, they keep throwing anti-Semitism in there. They keep bringing that up over and over again. And it just, to me, that kind of like, I don't know, it rings of a lack of self-awareness. It's almost kind of similar to how on this past Wednesday show I was talking about how, you know, Russia's denazification of the Ukraine, and it spurred the U.S. media. All the U.S. major network TV media people were out there on the front, in front of their cameras, holding their microphones, announcing this can't be true because the Ukraine is completely run by Jews. And I thought this is lax. Such self-awareness, and I actually found it kind of funny. But let's see here. Getting back to our story, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, told reporters for CNN and Punch Bowl News that it was, quote, appalling and wrong for the two lawmakers to attend the meeting in Florida, and that he plans to discuss the matter with them. There is no place in our party for any of this. The party should not be associated anytime, any place with somebody who is anti-Semitic, said McCarthy, who recently returned from leading a delegation of House Republicans to Israel. This is unacceptable. I tell you what's unacceptable is doing any kind of interview with an outfit called, quote, Punch Bowl News. I mean, what the hell is this? Punch Bowl News. Just... It's unacceptable to have anybody actually dare speak at an event that's centered around, you know, hey, white people have a right to have a political voice too. Why can't white people have a political action committee? Because apparently it's plenty fine for everybody else to. And how is it plenty fine that, you know, he goes on, he always brings up this anti-Semitic thing. There is no, by the way, there is absolutely no, through this whole article, because I may wind up skipping through parts of this that are just the same thing over and over again, but I can tell you, anti-Semitism gets brought up time and again in this article, and not a single time do we get any examples of this. There is never a single, they don't say, well, somebody at the party said this about the Jews. They never present an example of this. They just say, this is anti-Semitic. One has to draw the conclusion that if white people dare to, you know, try to form a cohesive group and promote their own group interests like everybody else is doing, that this is somehow automatically falls into anti-Semitism. Now, you have to keep in mind, as he goes about this and goes on about how this is anti-Semitic and the worst thing in the world and the threats to our democracy, for white people to advocate for themselves in a in the political atmosphere. He has the nerve to do this in the context of he just returned from leading a delegation of House Republicans to a foreign country, to promise to come back here and to promote their interests. It's a foreign, there's no anti-Semitism coming from me. I am simply pointing out this is a foreign nation. You see, this is a foreign nation. The same principle would apply regardless of the race being discussed here. If, I don't know, you were saying no sort of anti-Nigerian sentiment will be allowed when they can't cite any example of that, and you just got back from a delegation to Nigeria to promise more money and promise that, you know, you're going to basically swear allegiance and promote the interests of Nigerians, this would be a problem. People would probably notice it more, but for whatever reason, in the U.S., it just goes out the window if it's Israel involved. It's like the average American thinks that Israel is like the, you know, another state of the U.S. Moments later, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican Louisiana, whose own political career nearly ended after it was reported that he had addressed white supremacists in 2002, generally condemned anti-Semitism, there it is again, and racism, but also noted that Green had distanced herself from the remarks of the event organizer. There's no place in America for anti-Semitism. I wish, wouldn't it be nice if these Republicans were worried about, you know, I don't know, anti-white race hatred that's openly being promoted? Is some sort of version of critical race theory only aimed against the Jews being promoted in any of our schools or colleges right now at all? No, but he's going on. These people keep going on and on about how worried they are about anti-Semitism. But they're obviously not worried about any sort of racial animosity, which is openly being promoted. Openly being promoted about white. But they're worried about anti-Semitism. Again, no examples are being presented here. Nowhere in the article are they saying this is the anti-Semitism that was present. Judge for yourself. They don't have that. They're just throwing the label. They're just throwing the slander out there. Let's get back to our quote. There's no place in America for anti-Semitism, for hate speech. I didn't think we had hate speech laws in the U.S., but apparently we do. And thought that race, that any race is purer than any other, Scalise told NBC News. Let me tell you something. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that nobody's promoting, like, you know, this any race. What does that even mean? That any race is purer than any other. I mean, I don't know anyone in the pro-white sphere that is throwing out any sort of gibberish. Like, what does that even mean? That any race is purer than the other? I mean, a race is pure if a race is pure. If you have somebody that's pure Chinese, then they're pure Chinese. If you have somebody that's pure British, I don't know, they're pure English, I should say, then they're pure English. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Any race is more pure than the other, but it doesn't make sense because it's gibberish. It's my understanding that Marjorie had condemned the remarks that the leader of that group had made, and obviously he made some statements that were racist and, yes, once again, anti-Semitic, Scalise said. We don't condone those, and we reject it. Again, if this article is to have any sort of, this guy's remarks are to have any sort of weight, the audience should be allowed to know what those remarks are. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Judge for yourself. I mean, how much anti-Semitism is here? I'm not a big follower of America First. I understand the gist of it. And aside from, I don't know, a Cookie Monster joke or something, I don't really think Nick Fuentes is known for going off on anti-Semitic tirades, or he's not doing Hitler speeches as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. According to this guy, apparently that's the case. Senator Mitt Romney, who I have to note right here, everybody hates, called Green and Gosar, quote, morons in an appearance on CNN. Because, you know, if you're a good Republican, of course, you're going to be on CNN. While Representative Liz Cheney, who once again, everybody hates, the election system is such a joke. I have to stop it. The election system in this country is such a joke. We had years and years. We had to be subjected for years to that idiot John McCain, and everybody hated him. If you talk to people from Arizona, they hated him. Nobody in the country liked that guy, and yet kept getting reelected over and over. Yep, John McCain, that's your guy. The election system in this country is so joke. The only reason the 2020 election, you know, was so obviously fraudulent is because they were so ham-handed in the way it was done. It's usually done in a much more subtle way. And in this much more subtle way, this is how you wind up with Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney over and over again that nobody likes. Nobody likes these people. And who do they even represent? They don't represent white people. You know, they don't represent why. Who did they represent? How are they in any factual, any substantive way different than any random Democrat? Anyway, let's see here. Romney and Liz Cheney said her colleagues are promoting, you're not going to guess this one, anti-Semitism and white supremacy. That is a, quote, toxin in the bloodstream. Toxin in the bloodstream. Does this make any sense to you? These are supposed to be political leaders. This is how you wind up with ridiculous crap like Republican senators coming on TV and saying that, you know, we need to be discussing whether or not we should do a first strike nuclear attack on Russia. You know, you wind up with morons like this because of this sort of just bubble mentality. They don't live in the real world. You're not in the real world when you're just going on about things like a white supremacy that is a toxin in the bloodstream. You see, you're physically ill if you have this unknown condition called white supremacy that nobody can seem to define. Nobody can seem to tell us exactly what the hell that is, but it's bad. Whatever it is, it is bad for sure. Even some high-profile Trump allies said they were disgusted. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, yes, tweeted that Green was, quote, playing footsie with anti-Semitic neo-Nazis. And anti-Semitic neo-Nazis. And Representative Jim Banks, Republican Indiana, the head of the conservative Republican Study Committee, also did not mince words, saying, quote, it's unbecoming for a member of Congress to speak at an event that's promoted by anyone who espouses those views. We still don't know, by the way, what those views are, because they're not going to tell us in the article. At any point, are they going to tell us? People are going to have to take it upon themselves, which they're figuring none of them will, which they're probably correct, to actually go try to find a video of the American First thing and see what was actually said. If they do, I'm pretty sure they will be quite underwhelmed. It'll be a big letdown. People go there and finally, if somebody does, they read this, they have no idea about any of this stuff, and they read about all of this anti-Semitism and this white supremacy and these extreme views, and it's just so scary. Oh my gosh! And you're a normie, and you say, you know what? I'm so sick of clown world. I am so sick of the gibberish, and now I'm waiting to be nuked in a nuclear war. I'm just life is short. I'm going to go snort. I'm going to go mainline some anti-Semitism and white supremacy. So they go online and they search, and they have to search hard, and they find the America First convention, and they're expecting to see a Hitler speech. You know, they're expecting to see some, you know, really hardcore white supremacy and anti-Semitism. I think they're going to be let down. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Where are we at? It's unbecoming of a member of Congress to speak at an event that's promoted by anyone who espouses those views, Banks told NBC News. This is an event that no Republican should attend, and it's unfortunate that she did. This is just persona non grata. Anything that is pro-white, you see, is just horrible and unbecoming. Your elected representatives, however, can go to a foreign country to promise them more money, more support, and we will back them no matter what sort of thing they decide to do. That is not inappropriate. This is, in fact, that is the one thing both parties have to do at all times. That never comes into question. But if anybody anywhere dares to espouse a political view or promote the idea that, you know, along with every other racial group, white people should also come together to promote things in their own racial interests as well. And heaven forbid, if white people actually promote the idea that, you know, we should have areas that are just ours, you know, I mean, there's no problem with other people having their own countries, their own areas, their own whatever. because they say white nationalists. They're white nationalists. And I don't think anybody thinks that you're somehow going to turn the U.S. at this point into a all-white nationalist country. Right now, white people are just like humbly asking, can we at least have a neighborhood that's white? You know, can we just have our own community? Just this little, can we have like 5 acres of land and white people are own? No, you get Section 8 housing. You have to have more diversity. White people can never be allowed to have their own areas. It's against the law, and it's anti-Semitic and racist and white supremacist if you think otherwise. The firestorm erupted over the weekend when Green and Gosar spoke at the far-right America First Political Action Conference in a hotel in Orlando, Florida, an event organized by Nicholas Fuentes. Fuentes, a white nationalist activist who gained national prominence after he attended the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin as brilliant in recent days as he orders his military to invade Ukraine. You can't have an objective view on whether, you know, something is a smart move or not, you see, because Putin bad man right now. You can't have like an objective view any way, shape, or form. And of course, what could be more anti-Semitic or white supremacist or whatever than to have a group called America First? That's just, you can't have that. It's got to be America last. Of course, what they mean, they're saying, what they're implying, I suppose, is that by America, that means white people. And white people cannot be first. White people have always got to be last. White people have always got to be at the bottom. Otherwise, you know, it's liable to lead to more and more white supremacy and, of course, anti-Semitism. Gosar attended the Fuentes event last year in person and addressed the gathering over the weekend in a recorded video. Before he introduced Green in Orlando, Fuentes appeared to offer praise for Adolf Hitler. To whom Democrats have been comparing Putin, because of course in America, everybody, anything that is the now designated bad guy. I remember when Saddam Hussein was Adolf Hitler. Let's see, the Ayatollah in Iran, also Adolf Hitler. Assad in Syria has been. We've had so many Adolf Hitlers that it's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up. Whoever the designated bad guy for the week is Adolf Hitler. Let's see here. Quote, now they're going on about Russia and Vladimir Putin is Hitler. They say that's not a good thing, he said. Fuentes then urged the crowd to rally behind Russia in its war with Ukraine. The crowd chanted back, Putin, Putin. So this is what we get here. Now they're going on about Russia and Vladimir Putin is Hitler. They say that's not a good thing, he said. This just in, folks, it's called a joke. It's called humor. And I know that for the screeching those who are of the eternally offended, you know, jokes are not allowed. It's called humor. It's called tongue-in-cheek. It's called tongue-in-cheek humor. And you have to expect this sort of thing when you call everybody Hitler. I mean, literally, everybody is Hitler. They never can have another. It's like this, just a new synonym for bad guy. Hitler. He's Hitler. Up there, Hitler. They're the real Nazis. It has become so laughable, and you know, come on now, you got to expect this. Anyway, let's see here. In case you're starting to think maybe I should vote, because we do have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you know, maybe she's got something on the ball. She's got enough sense to, you know, want to go address these people. But don't get your hopes up. Greene defended her appearance. Yeah, you know, that's good. Somebody standing up instead of running around apologizing, right? She defended her appearance, telling CBS News reporter that I don't know why these people talk to the network news. I mean, just what's the point? It's just all part of the clown show. I'm sorry. Anyway, that she knew very little. She went and she doesn't know anything about Nick Fuentes. She knows very little about. I don't know Nick Fuentes. I've never heard him speak. I have never seen a video. I don't know what his views are, so I'm not aligned with anything that's controversial, Green said. I went to this event to address his very large following because it's a very young following and it's a generation I'm extremely concerned about. This is your hardcore Republican. This is your extreme right, by the way, in the Republican Party. They just come out and, you know, their answer to this is, instead of A, refusing to talk to a CBS News reporter, because why would you do that? What, do you think they're going to spin a story that makes it tells your side of the story and makes you not look like, you know, a far right wing white supremacist Nazi? Well, of course not. And your answer then, to not only do an interview with a CBS News reporter, but then you just decide your defense of this, instead of saying, imagine if her response would have been, well, you know, I think white people have a right to, you know, band together for their political interests, the same as black people, brown people, anybody else. If we're going to have this democracy thing and, you know, the way the government is supposed to work, we're told is that all of these different groups advocate for their position and hopefully somebody gets something they want and everything somehow magically works. It hasn't worked yet really very well, but we're going to do that. Then I think white people have got the right to do that as well. Instead, we get this. She just decides her defense. She would have just been better off not speaking. I mean, why speak? If you're not going to stand up and own it and say, yeah, I went to, why can't white people, you know, rally around, put them on the defensive, make them explain why it is that white people are not allowed to advocate for their own self-interest, the same as everybody else, but they don't. Instead, her answer to this is to stand up here, and in my own defense, I mean, I'm gonna paraphrase what she basically said here. In my defense, I'm an idiot. In my defense, I'm a lazy moron. I mean, seriously, she's going to address this crowd hosted by Nick Fuentes, but I don't know anything about the guy. I never heard of him, never even bothered to listen to a video and know what their positions are. Yes, in my defense, I'm a moron. That's why I went. It's not that I think that maybe, you know, everybody has the right to advocate for their own interests. No, it's just I went because I'm an idiot. Ding dong. Controversy is nothing new for Green and Gosar. Both were involved in an effort last year to launch a, quote, America First caucus to protect, quote, because they don't actually exist, Anglo-Saxon political traditions. The idea was dropped after members of both parties panned it. It's official. One of the things that the it's okay to be white meme really drove home is that what they are saying is it's not okay. It's not okay to be white. It really has ripped the mask. All of this has ripped the mask off the anti-white race hate agenda. And that's exactly what it is. You know, all of this gibberish about white supremacists, are you trying to act like people are lurking around waiting to lynch blacks or something at any minute? It's just that. It's just gibberish. It's just nonsense. It's not based in reality. The truth of the matter is their agenda is not one of peace, harmony, and racial equality. Their position is not one of, you know, any kind of justice. It is an anti-white race hate agenda. That is what it's centered on. They try to dress it up as being about helping these other racial groups, and it's demonstrably false because they have done nothing to help these other racial groups. It's just about, we're going to punish white people. And if you don't like it, then you're a racist, and you're, of course, an anti-Semite. The weekend's episode further highlighted the thin tightrope that McCarthy, Scalise, and other House GOP leaders are walking as they try to win back the majority in November and position themselves for the top leadership roles in 2023. A GOP victory in the fall midterms would be likely to catapult McCarthy and Scalise into the speaker's and the majority leader's offices, respectively. See, I tend to disagree with this. I really do. They're trying to, you know, frame this up as these Republicans are walking a tightrope. They don't want to anger these Trump supporters and you know, it's about political maneuvering and they were trying to get a higher position. It's about their own political ambitions. And I think that is incorrect because by default, I mean, the official anti-white political party in the U.S. is the Democrat Party. They represent anybody but white people. Okay, I mean, they are the official no regular white people allowed party. I mean, I guess you're allowed if you're going to send them money, but I mean, they have no interest. They are the official anti-white party. So by default, if you had a true opposition party instead of this, you know, this fake pantomime show we get in America politics today, if the Republican Party was a true opposition party, it would be the pro-white party. Yeah, but that just makes sense. It would be the opposite. You know, they're going to rally up white people. And if you're a white person, you're going to have to vote Republican. That would be what they would do. They would, America First would be a huge thing. Every Republican would be required to go there. Instead, every Republican is required to go to AIPAC. They don't go the American First. They don't go to the American First thing. If this was simply about political ambition, then these Republicans would throw caution to the wind. And they would say, well, we're going to get called names anyway. And they would be the official pro-white party of the United States, since the other party is the official anti-white party. That is what it would be if this was simply just about trying to upgrade, you know, and move up in political positioning. Then the logical thing to do for them to do would be to rally their base. Instead, they continually attack their base. They continually basically promote the same anti-white race hate agenda as the Democrats. They're just a little less upfront about it. But when you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, that's exactly what they do. They promote the exact same anti-white race hate agenda. Two parties without any sort of real noticeable difference. Let's go ahead and wrap this up with the money shot quotes here. It continues to disturb me that the Republicans in Congress have allowed white supremacists to infiltrate their ranks. It does so much good, doesn't it? It does so much good for these Republican quote-unquote leaders to come out and so hardcore denounce their own party. And you have to keep in mind, when was the last time the Democrat Party denounced some far leftist? You know, like never, it never, ever happens. Even if they step out of line and step on like, you know, an anti-Semitism landmine, like saying, you know, maybe Palestinians shouldn't have to, I don't know, get their house bombed with white phosphorus and kill them. You know, it usually just kind of gets a quiet, you know, you're not allowed to say that, slap you on the wrist and we just make this go away. It does so much good for the Republicans to come out and run around and denounce their own people. Because they're going to get lumped in anyway, doesn't it? It's because it's all fake. It's all fake. It's all fake and gay. And you always have to keep that in mind. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the quote. It continues to disturb me that Republicans in Congress have allowed white supremacists to infiltrate their ranks. And that not only do they not repudiate it, they encourage it. Yes, these quotes were very encouraging. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, Florida, the former Democratic National Committee chair and the first Chinese woman, oh, I'm sorry, and the first Jewish woman from Florida elected to Congress, said in an interview, "They fan the flames of those who are white supremacists. They don't shun candidates who are running for Congress with their party who embrace white supremacists," she said. "And voters have a choice to make all across the country on whether they want to increase the concentration of white supremacists." It's like if you were taking a shot of whiskey every time she says white supremacists, without, of course, any definition or context, then you would be drunk. Increase the concentration of white supremacists in Congress by continuing to elect and reelect Republicans who embrace that philosophy. Of course, we can't point anywhere here where they're embracing that philosophy. And in fact, we're not even told what the philosophy is. Oh, gosh, I wish we had a free media in this country. Could you imagine? I have said for years, any actual journalism in the U.S. now is being done by anons on the internet, or just rando-ass people on the internet. Used to be on YouTube, but now everybody's been banned from everything. But random people on the internet are doing more actual journalism than actual journalists. Imagine if we had a real press. Imagine if we had an actual true free press. Because, see, believe it or not, I'm a big believer in freedom of the press. I do. I believe in freedom of the press. Can you imagine if we had freedom of the press? And, you know, she actually got pressed on these points. She says this stuff. She rattles off this gibberish because she knows she's 100% not going to get pressed on this. It would be horribly anti-Semitic if you did so. If, for instance, the reporter came back and said, well, what is that philosophy exactly? I mean, you say they're promoting this white supremacist philosophy and it's horrible and all of this. You've used the term white supremacist multiple times here. Can you go ahead and define for our viewers exactly what it is? Stick the microphone in her face, the camera zoom in on her face. We'll probably get something about the Holocaust. I don't know, but she wouldn't be able to answer. I mean, you should be able to tell our listeners, if this is so bad, what exactly is the philosophy being discussed here? What are these people promoting? What is this white supremacist hobgoblin that you're telling us is so scary and such a threat to the world? What is it? So that we can decide, and then the viewers can decide if it is that bad or not. But you don't get that. You just get empty rhetoric. You just get empty gibberish. This idea, the Republican Party is an actual opposition party. They run out, denounce their own people constantly. Anybody who steps remotely out of line with the anti-white race hate agenda, they get instantly denounced. They get instantly clowned on by their own leadership, thrown under the bus. And for what reason? And then at the end of the day, the Democrats still say the leadership is promoting these people. They're promoting these horrible congresspeople and their anti-Semitism and their white supremacism. It makes no sense. If you're going to get accused of it anyway, then what's the deal? I'll tell you what's the deal. It's because it's all fake. There is no political opposition in the U.S. There is no democracy. You have this thing. Both parties promote the exact same thing. The Republicans, could you go out right now and grab any Republican politician anywhere and say, hey, how do you feel about, let's pick a topic from several years ago, that they used to be against. How do you feel about gay marriage? And you're not going to find a single congressperson or a single senator that is going to start babbling something about love is love and our values. And it's always been a conservative value to be pro-homosexual marriage. They stand for nothing. You see, it's all a show. It's all theater. They can talk about my democracy and my freedoms and our American exceptionalism all you want. But if you've got eyes to see or ears to hear at all, you know this is fake. This isn't a real thing. And it doesn't actually exist. We don't have free journalism. We don't have a free press, and we don't have a representative government. They're all playing by the same rules, and they're all playing the same game. This isn't any sort of representative government. This isn't a government by the people and for the people. Instead, it's nothing more than cheap political theater. We're going to wrap up on that note. I do expect Sven to be back on next Friday's show, so we'll have more hot takes and more fun bands. Be sure, if you've never caught it, be sure I invite you to catch my personal Parish of the Patriots show, which is on Tuesday here on Radio Albion. So I invite you to be sure and check that out. I think you'll find it's something special. We don't do the news article thing. So yeah, until then, enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.